Hey, Wiki listeners, it's Rachel.
And Victor, did you know I host the fantastic NYC Talent Show
every Monday night at the Parkside Lounge in New York City?
It's an off-off-Broadway showcase where you can see New York's underground performance art up close.
We've got weekly special guests like Colin Quinn, Janine Garofalo, Tone Bell, and lots more.
Use the code WIKILISTEN for a special discount on tickets when you go to nyctalentshow.com.
That's nyctalentshow.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is the Wikipedia page for Confederate Memorial Day. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW.
And I'm Victor Vernado, KSN, reminding you all to subscribe. And I also like to point out that I am Black. And just before we started, Rachel, a white woman, commanded me to let her read the title.
Sure, if that's how you want to put it.
Anyway, let's go.
Happy Memorial Day. This is coming out on Memorial Day. Confederate Memorial Day is not on this Memorial Day. It's a different day, but we decided to do this anyway.
Yes, indeed. We did decide to do this anyway.
Yep. So here we go. Confederate Memorial Day. Not to be confused with Memorial Day. Confederate Memorial Day, called Confederate Heroes Day in Texas and Florida and Confederate Decoration Day in Tennessee, is a holiday observed in several southern U.S. states on various dates since the end of the American Civil War. The holiday was originally publicly presented as a day to remember the estimated 258,000 Confederate soldiers who died during the American Civil War.
The Southern Poverty Law Center has condemned the holiday as part of a campaign of racial terror on the part of white supremacists. Quote, an organized propaganda campaign created to instill fear and ensure the ongoing oppression of formerly enslaved people. Writers and historians have pointed out that the holiday's official recognition by states often coincided with the height of Jim Crow racism around the United States. Decades after the war ended, renewed interest also revived the holiday in some places during the beginning of the civil rights movement in the 1950s.
I assumed that something called Confederate Memorial Day would be problematic, and it's been confirmed in the last paragraph.
Well, yes, it is quite problematic, which is why I did that levity at the beginning of the show about you telling me what to do, because I knew that this was coming up.
You know what? Valid. The holiday originated at a local level by ladies' memorial associations to care for the graves of Confederate dead. It is currently an official state holiday in Alabama, Mississippi, and South Carolina, while it is commemorated in Kentucky, Florida, North Carolina, Texas, and Tennessee. It is also formally recognized in Missouri, Arkansas, Georgia, Louisiana, and Virginia. Several states celebrate it on or near April 26, when the last major Confederate field army surrendered at Bennett Place, North Carolina, in 1865. You know, it's interesting because I went to undergrad in one of those states that formally recognizes it as a state holiday. Uh-huh. And it was never talked about on campus, despite it being a state school.
In 1866, General John A. Logan commanded the post of Grand Army of the Republic to strew flowers on the graves of Union soldiers, which observance later became the National Memorial Day. In a speech to veterans in Salem, Illinois, on July 4, 1866, Logan referred to the various dates of observance adopted in the South for the practice, saying, quote, "Traitors in the South have their gatherings day after day to strew garlands of flowers upon the graves of rebel soldiers."
Wiki listeners, you can support us by listening to this message while you work on ending oppression.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thank you for listening to that message. Did you end depression when you're in the bathroom dropping a ding-dong deuce? That's a poop joke.
You can drop a ding-dong deuce on days such as today, Memorial Day, because you might not be at work.
Yes, I did say ding-dong deuce to keep the show safe for the kids.
You're welcome, kids.
Origins. In the spring of 1866, the Ladies Memorial Association of Columbus, Georgia, passed a resolution to set aside one day annually to memorialize the Confederate war dead. Mary Ann Williams, quite the busybody, the association secretary, was directed to pen a letter inviting ladies associations in every former Confederate state to join them in the observance. Their invitation was written in March 1866 and sent to all of the principal cities in the former Confederacy, including Atlanta, Macon, Montgomery, Memphis, Richmond, St. Louis, Alexandria, Columbia, and New Orleans, as well as smaller towns like Staunton, Virginia, Anderson, South Carolina, and Wilmington, North Carolina. The actual date for the holiday was selected by Elizabeth Rutherford Ellis, fancy dresser. She chose April 26, the first anniversary of Confederate General Johnston's surrender to Union Major General Sherman at Bennett Place. For many in the Confederacy, the date in 1865 marked the end of the Civil War.
Why did you say fancy dresser?
Because her name was Elizabeth Rutherford Ellis.
So what?
You know, when you put your thing over to see her, look at her outfit.
Yeah, it
looks look at her. Pretty,
pretty
fancy.
Appropriate for the time.
It's fancy.
Is it?
Look at that. Look at that bottom half. She's got like a bustle in there.
Wiki listeners, please send us all your bustles. The first official celebration as a public holiday occurred in 1874 following a proclamation by the Georgia legislature. By 1916, 10 states celebrated it, on June 3rd, the birthday of CSA President Jefferson Davis. Other states chose late April dates, or May 10th, commemorating Davis's capture.
Historians have pointed out that the holiday's official recognition by states often coincided with the height of Jim Crow racism around the United States. In some places, the holiday attracted revived interest as a reaction to the early civil rights movement in the 1950s.
Connection to Memorial Day. In their book, The Genesis of the Memorial Day Holiday in America, Bellware and Gardner assert that the National Memorial Day holiday is a direct offshoot of the observance begun by the Ladies Memorial Association of Columbus, Georgia in 1866. In a few places, most notably Columbus, Mississippi, and Macon, Georgia, both Confederate and Union graves were decorated during the first observance. The day was even referred to as Memorial Day by the Baltimore Sun on May 8, 1866, after the ladies' organization that started it. The name Confederate Memorial Day was not used until the Northern observance was initiated in 1868.
While initially cool to the idea of a Northern version of the holiday, General John A. Logan was eventually won over. His General Order No. 11, issued May 5, 1868, commanded the post of Grand Army of the Republic to strew flowers on the graves of Union soldiers. The Grand Army of the Republic eventually adopted the name Memorial Day at their national encampment in 1882. Wow, it's called the Grand Army of the Republic? That's what it's called in Star Wars.
Wait, really?
Isn't it the Grand Army of the Republic? We should, when he says, we shall form a Grand Army of the Republic.
Oh.
He says that in Star Wars.
I bet that was intentional.
Probably.
Many theories have been offered as to how Logan became aware of the former Confederate tradition he imitated in 1868. In her autobiography, his wife claims she told him about it after a trip to Virginia in the spring of that year. His secretary and his adjutant also claim they told him about it. John Murray of Waterloo, New York, claims it was he who inspired Logan in 1868. Bellware and Gardner, however, offer proof that Logan was aware of the Southern tributes long before any of them had a chance to mention it to him. In a speech to veterans in Salem, Illinois, on July 4, 1866, Logan referred to the various dates of observance adopted in the South for the practice, saying, "Traitors in the South have their gatherings day after day to strew garlands of flowers upon the graves of rebel soldiers."
Statutory holidays. Confederate Memorial Day is a statutory holiday in Alabama on the fourth Monday in April, in Mississippi on the final Monday in April, and in South Carolina on May 10th. In all of these states, state offices are closed on this day.
In Georgia, the fourth Monday in April was formally celebrated as Confederate Memorial Day, but beginning in 2016, in response to the Charleston church shooting, the names of Confederate Memorial Day and Robert E. Lee's birthday were struck from the state calendar, and the statutory holidays were designated simply as state holidays. Florida also continues to officially designate Confederate Memorial Day on the fourth Monday in April, although state offices remain open.
North Carolina also designates the holidays on May 10th, although state offices remain open and localities may choose whether to observe it.
In June 2022, the Louisiana State Legislature voted to remove Confederate Memorial Day as well as Robert E. Lee Day from the state's calendar of official holidays.
Related holidays. Tennessee. In Tennessee, the governor is required by law to proclaim Confederate Decoration Day each June 3rd.
Texas. In Texas, Robert E. Lee's birthday, January 19th, was made a state holiday in 1931. In 1973, Lee Day was renamed Confederate Heroes Day, consolidating it with a holiday celebrating Jefferson Davis and putting it the day after Martin Luther King Day. The official state description of the holiday states it is held in honor of Jefferson Davis, Robert E. Lee, and other Confederate heroes. State offices remain open, but employees may have an optional day off.
Controversy. The holiday has been condemned by the Southern Poverty Law Center as part of a campaign of racial terror on the part of white supremacists. Quote, "An organized propaganda campaign created to instill fear and ensure the ongoing oppression of formerly enslaved people." Is that the same quote that I read earlier?
I think so.
Critics often cite the fact that the Confederacy was formed for the purpose of protecting slavery. Some commemorations have been met with groups of protesters.
Various proposals have been made in the legislatures of the states still recognizing it to remove it from the list of state holidays or commemorations, or to replace it with Juneteenth.
The campaign for derecognition of the holiday overlaps with that for removal of Confederate monuments and memorials, and is often highlighted after incidents of racial, such as the Charleston church shooting, the 2017 Charlottesville car attack, and the 2020 murder of George Floyd. Well, this Confederate holiday is not a good one. I don't actually know many Confederate holidays.
Me neither, but I would imagine none of them are good just because of the nature of what they are.
Yeah, I suppose.
Although I'm probably going to get a lot of hate for saying that, but you know what? That's okay.
I would agree. I would assume that most people who are celebrating Confederate holidays are not cool to hang out with most of the time. That would be my assumption, but I don't know for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But that's my assumption.
Yep, that makes sense. Well, happy Memorial Day, everybody. Hopefully you're not celebrating Confederate Memorial Day, because if you are,
yeah, I hope you're not.
That's kind of weird.
Also, you're on the wrong day.
And you're probably listening to the wrong podcast. But maybe not. We're glad you're here. This has been the Wikipedia page for Confederate Memorial Day. Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen. Except for Twitter, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. Check us out on YouTube for more content. Don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your lack of racial terrorism.
If there's a particular page you'd like us to read, let us know. We will read it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.